The Bert Show.
I'm doing an arts and crafts project. Here's the
Jeff has like needle and thread out. Hell hath frozen over everybody. Just kidding.
But right now, while Jessica, my wife, is still in studio, we are going to do something that we witnessed last night. And then Jessica's also going to make the prediction because we've got a lot of fetuses in here as well.
Okay.
We have Anna from sales. Hi, Anna.
Hey, Anna.
So here's what we're going to do. Jessica has this talent, she thinks, where she seems to think she can come on and she can predict the sex of a child from just looking at the pregnant mom. And she claims to have like almost like a 90% accuracy rate. I think it's more like 50%, which would be, I don't know, logical. But she's like, I get it right every time. I know it. And here's what she does is she makes the prediction way early in the pregnancy. And then she doesn't, she make the prediction super, super, super early in the pregnancy. Then she doesn't bring it up again. And then when the baby's born, she declares, I knew it would be a girl. Because by then, everybody's forgotten what she originally predicted.
It's a good idea.
Is that true?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I get it right. I have a sixth sense. And you're just going to have to accept that.
He's very angry
about my special talent.
Well, now we're surrounded by pregnant people. And so I think what we could do, and Tracy is, you know, the producer of our show. And we've talked about her. She's due in June, right? End of June?
We have two first-time moms in the studio. So that may add, too, because since they've never carried a child before, has some mothers of multiple children like, oh, well, I'm carrying this one differently than my last one, so I predict it's this. But we have Anna and Tracy in studio who are first-time mom. Congratulations again.
Thank you. And then I'm trying right now to get a third person on, because if you go 3 for 3, then it's been declared, and it's good. If you go 3 for 3.
So did you already predict early on in both of these pregnancies?
Is someone else
what
pregnant
it would be?
In the office?
No, not in the office. Oh, okay. A friend of ours.
Well, no, not early. I mean, I think Tracy was last week. I was just talking to her, and all of a sudden I just looked at her stomach, and I just had this thought. And so that's what I think. I think I know what she's going to have. And I just look at Anna, and I think I know what she's going to have. And then our other friend last night, same thing. I could just lay it all out right now. I think I know.
So,
Tracy's actually finding out the sex of the baby today.
Right.
So I think the right way that we should do this, or the proper way that we should do this is Jessica should make her declaration today.
Okay.
What she thinks each person is having. And then, on Monday after Tracy finds out, we could get the results.
Okay. But you haven't talked to Jessica about that. So
I don't believe so.
All right, so good. So, and we'll reveal Anna's, I guess, as well on Monday with Tracy. Okay.
Everybody reveals at the same time.
Yeah, and so what, Jeff, last night we were at that party, and I guessed that my friend at the party, what she's having, and then this other friend of ours came over and randomly said, I have a test that will prove the sex, which he'll explain, and it went to the same sex that I had guessed. It was very bizarre.
This arts and craft project Jeff's doing is he's putting together the test.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
So, hey, Michaeleen.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Michaeleen is our third friend. So we have Anna, Tracy, and Michaeleen.
Okay.
And so, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
And your due date again, Michaeleen, is?
July 23rd.
And here's, Michaeleen's been screwing with Jessica, too, because Jessica declared that she didn't want to know what Michaeleen was having, wanted to be surprised. So I actually already know what Michaeleen is having.
And Jessica does not.
And Jessica does not.
Okay.
So
how do you know so early?
What did she do? Oh, for me? I don't know. I had an appointment a couple weeks ago, actually, and they told me what they thought it was. So, and they said it's about an 80-85% chance.
So, and when do you find out definitely?
In a couple weeks.
Okay. So, Jessica, would you like to make your prediction for Michaeleen's child?
Yes.
On record, officially, you think Michaeleen is having...
A boy.
A boy. All right. Michaeleen, don't say anything to her until next time we talk.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you can talk to her, like you can be friendly, but just don't say anything about you.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Jessica.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Michaeleen.
Thank you, Michaeleen.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye. Jessica, make your prediction for Tracy.
Girl.
You think Tracy's having a girl?
Yep.
Okay.
And make your prediction for Anna.
Boy.
Boy.
Okay.
All right. Now,
two boys and a girl.
Anna, will you come here a second? Yeah. This trick, and I think...
And when does Anna do? We haven't even asked Anna.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, she's Anna's like, not soon enough.
Yeah. Any day now? There you go. February 23rd, but hopefully sooner.
Okay.
So
she's in that stage of, I'm ready now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone done this to you yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Can you explain this needle thing?
Okay. Are you doing the one where you hang the needle over the wrist?
Yes.
Okay. It so works. I did it when I was pregnant, and you don't have to be pregnant to do it. Like, I did it to my mother, and it showed every pregnancy she ever had. It will show if you had a miscarriage or abortion or anything like that.
Fine.
We also did it to my aunt, who is gay and never had no intentions of ever having a baby, and the needle did not move whatsoever.
Okay, so you could test it on me as a, you know.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I don't know. If you're not going to get pregnant, then yes.
Unless Jesus is coming back, there's no way.
It doesn't.
Well,
that I have ever been.
Nor. But, yes, it did not move at all. And I did it to another friend of mine, and they all, every people who have had babies, we did it to all the parents, who the mothers, and it showed every pregnancy they had. You basically hold it string with the needle pointing down on the wrist with your wrist out,
mm-hmm.
and it will go around in a circle for a girl and back and forth for a boy.
Really? And then it won't move if you've never been pregnant.
Now, are you sure it's circle for a girl and back and forth for a boy? Because
I could be confused about that. It's been a while. It's been 10 years since I did that, and I can't remember which is which, but...
Can I make a comment, though? Because that's not a needle that you have on...
It just has to be a weight.
A weight, okay.
So it's the same thing.
I don't know. We've done it with a needle, and you can actually do it over the person's belly if they actually are pregnant, but if they're not, we do it over the wrist.
Unreal.
Like, you hold your wrist out.
Oh, because Jeff's doing it as you're talking.
With your palm facing up.
Yeah, Jeff's doing it right now. He's got his ring on a string, and it's going back and forth, right?
Yep.
It's
yeah.
not a circle. So it's back and forth, which you were saying would be a boy?
I thought that would not. I thought back and forth was a boy.
That's what we heard. We heard back and forth was a boy. And a circle was a boy.
No, last night it was back and forth with Michael.
Well, that's important to know.
Did Michaeline's go
I'll
back
Google.
And forth?
Yes.
Because I'm
I wish
watching...
I had my needle on me because I could do it and I could tell you.
Because I'm watching Jeff's arm not moving, his shoulder not moving, his hand not moving, and he just is he has his wedding ring on a string.
And
so
it
it's
will
a wedding.
Do, what it will do is it'll stop. It'll like say it'll go in a circle and then it'll stop and then it'll start moving again for the next child. I'm going into that dot right there.
That is so freaky.
No.
It's going in a circle.
Tracy,
oh,
yeah.
That is so weird.
I'm
it's
telling
going
you,
in the circle.
It will actually stop. Like, if you have four kids, like, say you had girl, boy, it'll go around in a circle, then it'll stop, then it'll start going back and forth, and then it'll stop.
That is so weird because, I mean, basically what happened is
Carter,
that Jeff...
Come here, Carter.
Jeff has his wedding ring on a string. Like you said, it has to be a weight. Does it have to be a metal weight?
Yeah, back and forth for a boy.
No,
see, I've always done it with a needle, so I've never heard it done with a ring. But like my mom had a boy and a girl, but she had a miscarriage before me and after me, and it showed all four pregnancies. And the same with my grandmother. Showed the six because she had two miscarriages and four kids.
Freaky. Thanks for the call, Kelly.
Okay, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, Melissa.
This is really
yes,
freaky. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
So the circle is a girl, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
So far, it would be that it was right.
Mm-hmm.
Or that Jessica was right. Okay, it's above Melissa's wrist, and it's not really moving.
It just kind of stopped.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
That is freaky.
So who
is... Because, well, let me better visually explain, because I think we keep talking. So he has the ring on a string, and he hangs it directly over, right there at the pulse point, over the inside wrist of these women's outstretched arms. And then it's almost as if once he puts it on there, then it's almost like the ring resets itself, because at some point it kind of stops, and then it starts its motion or non-motion. So when it was over my wrist, he'd put it on there. And, of course, with motion, it was just kind of swinging around. But then all of a sudden, it just almost, like, stopped. You know, like, I could see that it kind of, got
But with Tracy,
caught.
It stopped, and then it started again in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with Anna, it stopped, and it then started again swinging back and forth.
You know what? Let's try it
weird.
Again. But, Jen, because you know what? Maybe it's some weird... No, I don't want to do it to you. I want you to do it to somebody else.
Okay.
Like, do it to Anna and see if it's still...
It does the has same results.
Okay. We have to make a video of this and put it up online.
Yeah,
you're right. We do. Okay, so
You got to get it real close, but don't touch.
It's not really moving
at
all.
It's not really doing anything. Is it the same wrist, Anna, that you used before?
Yeah. Maybe you only have one shot.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Oh, my gosh. It did start moving back and forth again.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And that's freaking weird.
I know.
Why is it happening? I don't want the voodoo. Get the voodoo out of me.
Now Jen has it.
Really
Jen
weird.
Has the voodoo.
Okay, Tracy, come here. Let's try
what
it.
What the hell?
Hey, Namisha.
That is so weird.
Welcome to Voodoo FM.
I'm sorry?
This is crazy.
Whoa, Tracy's just automatically started.
It is. You know what? One of my daughter's friend's mom at school. This is a while back.
Right.
Almost 2 years ago. And she showed me, I took a gold bracelet, you know? And I made it like a circle with my hand and dropped it in the little circle 3 times and just held it there.
Oh my God, it's working.
And it was just circle for a girl, because I already have a girl. And when I was pregnant, I didn't find out the sex of my baby. And then it would do circle and then it would do back and forth. And that meant a boy. And he turned out to be a boy.
Wow. Now, if someone is pregnant with twins and don't know it yet, I wonder if it does it twice,
you mean?
Yeah, like if it does anything different,
Yeah,
that
I wonder,
is
too.
Wild. So if this thing is right,
I just kept doing that, and then he just turned out to be a boy, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited,
I guess with twins with different genders, I guess like paternal twins is what I was thinking, because if it's identical, then it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if this is accurate, then...
Mm-hmm.
Anna will tell us on Monday that she's having a boy.
A boy, according to the...
Tracy will tell us that she's having a girl.
According to that test.
And
I'm not pregnant, so that's good.
We'll find out on Monday that Melissa's not having a baby. And then our friend who was on with us, our friend Mike Lean, is where I saw this, because a girl grabbed Mike Lean's arm and did this, made it happen, and it said boy for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be... Tracy's having a girl, and Anna and Michael, you would both be having a boy, according to the freaky ring voodoo trick.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a ring. It could be a needle or any weight.
Or necklace. The girl last night did it with a necklace, and she did it to me also.
Uh-huh.
And I was really happy to find out that I wasn't pregnant. It's like you.
Especially considering she was on her fourth drink.
I had a drink, and I was like, thank God.
The Burt Show.